The Italian Senate has voted to approve new austerity measures to avoid a bailout. It clears the way for Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to resign and for a new emergency government to be installed within days. The package demanded by the European Union includes privatisations and boosting competition in the labour market. Mr Berlusconi is expected to be replaced by economist and former EU Commissioner Mario Monti. Greece's new Prime Minister, Lucas Papademos, has been sworn in as the head of a new unity government after a week of political turmoil. Mr Papademos will take on the job of ushering the latest European Union bailout deal through a divided parliament. He'll have about 100 days to start fulfilling the terms of the bailout plan to keep Greece solvent. Well, those developments in Italy and Greece have boosted share markets across Europe. London's FTSE closing up 101 points. US markets also finished the session higher. As you can see, the Dow up 260, and good profit results in the US cheered up investors there also. The local share market, it finished the week higher as well. Investors were trading cautiously most of the day with Europe's debt crisis in mind. The ASX 200 rising 1.2%. Asian markets followed suit. And in currencies, the Aussie dollar is buying 102 US cents.